WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The New York Police Department said to be alarmed by posters outside the New York Stock Exchange suggesting that Luigi Mangione is a martyr and that the murder of healthcare CEO Brian Thompson is, quote, a symbolic takedown over perceived corruption. Mangione remains in a Pennsylvania jail, refusing extradition to New York, where he is charged with Thompson's murder. Conditions are improving in Southern California. Santa Ana winds calmer, even though that fire in the hills above Malibu continues to burn. Out this morning, new numbers on inflation.
The November Consumer Price Index is expected to show a slight acceleration in inflation from the previous month. That might normally be enough for the Fed to hold interest rates where they are. But the job market continues to be resilient. Many economists expect the Fed to shave a 0.25% from a key interest rate next week.
ABC's Jim Ryan. The numbers just released show consumer prices up 0.3% as expected. Pope Francis making his first remarks about Syria this morning. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. In an unprecedented move, the Madison Common Council has censured one of its alders. Charles Miadze, who represents District 18, is accused of harassment and abuse from at least four women. A complaint was filed under new rules of conduct and an independent firm investigated. They said they saw a pattern and believed the women to be credible, but there wasn't enough evidence that he broke the law or city rules. Alder Juliana Bennett, who accuses him of inappropriate conduct.
He repeatedly referred to himself as the lone wolf. That is a truthful characterization of Alder Miadze. I truly believe that he is a wolf in the hen's house.
Miadze himself spoke a couple times in his defense.
I apologize to anybody I've said something that's out of pocket. But my job here is to do the job and the will of the city.
The Common Council voted to censure Miadze for conduct unbecoming of an alder. That's mostly symbolic. They also removed him from the five committees he sat on. He's previously said he plans to stay in his role and has no plans to resign. Wisconsin has lost almost one in five of its newspapers in the past year. Across the country, 130 papers have shut down, according to a report by the Medill School of Journalism at Northwestern. But the news outlets Americans say they trust most are community newspapers. UW-Madison professor Robert Eason.
It seems less and less that we're willing or able to see things that we may share in common. And that's exacerbated by a media ecosystem where we're not even getting the same information, where we're not even sharing the same basic set of facts.
In a survey, 74% of Americans believe not having a local newspaper would seriously impact their community. Yet more than half of all counties in the country have just one local news outlet or none at all. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
The Packers get ready for Seattle. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers installing the game plan for the Seahawks in Seattle on Sunday Night Football. If Green Bay wins and the Falcons lose, the Packers could clinch a playoff spot with four games remaining. Packers tight end Tucker Kraft.
This next storm of games, we're going to be locked in. You know, we're going to be energized. We're going to bring that juice. We're going to be locked into our technique, our assignment, our alignment. If we win the line of scrimmage, we win each game.
College basketball, the Badgers lost down in Illinois last night, 86-80. That's Wisconsin's third loss in a row. NBA, the Bucks with a 114-109 win over the Orlando Magic, and that means the Bucks are headed to the NBA Cup tournament in Las Vegas this weekend. After the game, Damian Lillard praised teammate Bobby Portis for his leadership.
You always want to make sure that you behave in a way that's respectable even when it's not going your way, because it's going to turn. You want people to know, you know, it's always great to see when Bobby is doing his thing. You know, it's infectious and it changes our team.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be windy with light snow showers and falling temperatures this afternoon. We're going to be in the single digits by late today with a wind chill dropping below zero. Clear, windy, cold tonight, one below with a wind chill in the teens below zero. Tomorrow, sunshine, not as windy with a high of 12. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
Here's another great reason to use the United States Postal Service this season. When sending a package, why venture outside? Ship with USPS for a true holiday ride. Want to stay cozy and warm? There's no need to roam. With free package pickup and labels printed from home, we have over 600,000 employees always in motion. And before you know it, your gift has delivered emotion. Spread the holiday joy this season with USPS's enhanced network. Learn more at usps.com/holidayride.
The John and Gordy Show.
Wisconsin's own Representative Derek Van Orden said he was okay with higher prices.
And if it means that I have to pay more for guacamole, but fentanyl poison does not come across the Canadian and Mexican border, I'm willing to pay more for guacamole.
So the choice is fentanyl or higher prices for guacamole.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Have you ever broken up with somebody over politics? A friend? Stopped talking to family? And maybe even ended a romantic relationship? There's an epidemic of this we discuss next.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. It's the Stephanie Miller Show. So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
I think it's more about what kind of threats and bullying and pressure the extremist MAGA supporters of Hegseth and supporters of Donald Trump are now activating against Senator Ernst. And that, I think, is going to be what will tilt one way or the other. Because look, Senator Ernst clearly feels very strongly a way about Hegseth, and she didn't try to hide it before. And I think, you know, it's clear that she wants the process to move forward and to see it through, which is good. She should listen to him.
Wow, 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 wow. Maria Cardona on CNN. That is going to be the question of our time, just how much Republicans are going to be forced to swallow by Donald Trump, yeah, right? Yeah. I mean, Joni Ernst, holy cow, yeah, right? Yeah. Not just in combat, but the victim of sexual assault in the military. Uh-huh. Can you imagine the amount of she would have to swallow to vote for Pete Hegseth?
I know, she shouldn't do it.
Oh, boy, we're having that thing. Okay.
What thing?
Thing where I can't hear Jody.
It's not your headphones, it's your amp down here.
Do you want to plug it in here and I just crank it over
did
here?
That guitar music cure it? Okay. Anyway, it's disgusting. It really is. So who knows where we're at? That, you know, they're saying there's like still a contingent of Republican lawmakers who are balking. The numbers have not changed. There's still about 6 Republicans who aren't there yet to vote yes, as they're reporting this morning. Let's see. Yeah, so Richard Blumenthal said, I've been talking to Republican colleagues. He does not have the votes just yet. I mean, we'll find out if at long last we have any decency left in this party. One more, Maria Cardona yesterday on Joni
Ernst. But the things that he has said and the things that he has done and the allegations that he has have got to be extremely troubling to especially somebody like Senator Ernst, who is a sexual assault survivor, a combat veteran herself, and we've known what Hegseth thinks about and has said about women in combat. And she is somebody who has fought to allay misconduct allegations or sexual misconduct in the military. That is her legacy. We've seen Steve Bannon, Don Jr., and other MAGA extremists go after her, not just publicly, but privately.
Could you go up springtime for Donald Trump in other, you know, Zeke Heil news this morning? Mm-hmm. Former Newsmax producer blasts the next network after toasts were told not to criticize Trump nominee Pete Hegseth. It's an infomercial posing as a news organization.
For Trump and America.
Here's a pro tip. The fact that it has news in the title or that Fox has news in the title does not make them news. Right. I mean, oh my God. So the network is threatening hosts with termination if they criticize Pete Hegseth. Mm-hmm. This former producer called it, right, as I said, an infomercial posing as a news organization. They all are. Fox and all these spinoffs. They're just propaganda for Dear Leader now.
Yep. I dare say they are newsmen because they have the minimum of news. Thank you, instead Chris. Of Thank the maximum.
You. Are you going to try to make that happen like Fetch?
Newsmen?
Newsmen.
Sure. Yes, the Newsmax CEO. Trump called the Newsmax CEO to complain about on-air remarks from Greg Kelly, who I didn't think it could be a bigger Trump suck-up than Greg, but okay.
I know.
Who ripped Hegseth's nomination last week, saying he has serious baggage and is blackmailable. Yeah, no kidding. And so the Newsmax chief operating officer convenes a meeting and told his staff to focus on the positive aspects of Hegseth's nomination. Any issues following this will result in termination, is what they were told. So, yes, just look on the sunny side of Himmler. What's wrong with you? Why? You're so mean about Goebbels. What's... My God. Oh, my God. Can I just say, I did it again this morning. I made the mistake because I had my upstairs TV on to watch my Nicole, as I call her, my Nicole Wallace. And then accidentally heard Mika. And I had to switch the channel. But anyway, I just... Oh, my God, it galls me. It's like the Joni Ernst thing. She was doing her Know Your Value thing, and I'm like, you know what a woman who knows her value doesn't do? Go meet with a rapist and suck up to him and kiss the ring and help normalize him. Oh, my God. It's just, okay, who knows what Joni Ernst is going to do, but she clearly has been threatened. It's the reporting is public, right, that she's being threatened by Trump. And you've got, like, what's his name? Luca Brasi, the enforcer. Who? Elon Musk.
Luigi?
I know. I was thinking.
Right. Or are we just throwing out Italian names?
Yeah, Luigi Mangione, Okay. Where was I?
I don't know.
No! We'll get to that in a second. We haven't gotten to that story yet. What was I saying? No, but threatening to primary any Republican that doesn't vote for absolutely any crazy or person Donald Trump wants.
That's the power he has over them.
Oh, my God. An unelected billionaire who just bought this election. You know what I need today? I need a manhunt. I'm going on a manhunt. Oh. We have man meat Wednesdays with extra meat. Sorry, vegans. But we got Bob Sesko. We got Frank Figluzzi. We got Malcolm Nance. We got Carlos Alzraki.
It's a lot of men's.
Going on a manhunt. It's been a while for me. This is how you do it? Yeah.
It's been at least since the KBC parking lot.
Stephanie Miller.
You know, if you would stop bringing that up. He knows you too well. What happens in the KBC parking lot stays in the KBC parking lot.
KBC parking lot doesn't exist anymore.
Not when you have a chatty co-host, it doesn't. Pardon me?
What? You were talking?
No, your producer told me. So.
See? I've always had a bunch of chatty traitors that I work with. All right. Speaking of, what's his name? Luigi Mangione. Just lighten up. People think it's anti-Italian or I don't
care. Oh, I don't care about that.
He does sound like you. What's the second course?
A seconde.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's what he sounds like. The thing between pasta fagul and a manigat on The Sopranos. At the bada bing. Yeah. Wow, what a lunatic. Okay, he is. We got to talk to Frank Flaguzzi about this because it just I.
Wait a minute. People are more concerned about Italian stereotypes than they are about making
people fun getting shot on the street in cold blood.
Exactly.
Yes, people are more concerned about that.
This is why, obviously, as Frank can tell you, this is a slippery slope. We all hate the healthcare system. We all hate health insurance. We have all the same issues. But the minute you go, it's okay to just, shoot someone in cold blood because my issue is X, Y, or Z, I mean, okay, where is it? I get the, hold, please. Where is it? Oh, do we have part of the manifesto? First of all, should it not be more concerning he used a 3D printed gun?
That's very
a ghost
frightening.
Gun. I mean, again, you can't be a liberal and say, you know, we're not for inciting violence. And as Chris Ray, the soon-to-be fired Chris Ray, has testified, 90-something high percentage of our violence is right-wing, white supremacist, incited violence. And so, they can say all they want trying to cast him as a liberal, but he's clearly not. He was clearly influenced by right-wing stuff online and citing Tucker Carlson and Bobby Kennedy fan. That should be your biggest... So he said to the feds, I'll keep this short. I do respect what you do for our country. Oh, that's nice.
That's nice.
To save you a lengthy investigation, I state plainly I wasn't working with anyone. Well, I don't know if Frank... if you just automatically take the word of a murderer.
Right,
but okay.
Right. There's still going to be an investigation.
Of course. I do apologize for any strife or trauma. Oh, no, I'm sure the guy's teenage sons are fine with him getting... Ay, ay, ay. But it had to be done. Frankly, these parasites simply had it coming. Oh, boy. A reminder, the U.S. has the number one most expensive healthcare system in the world, yet we rank roughly 42 in life expectancy. Those are all valid points and ones Absolutely. That people that don't shoot people in cold blood on the street have made many, many times. He said, obviously, the problem's more complex, but I don't have the space and, frankly, do not pretend to be the most qualified person to lay out the full argument. Oh, I see. So it's a better solution to just go shoot someone on the street because, which is, as someone, it's Charlie, I think, said yesterday, mm-hmm. it's not going to change one iota. Of our healthcare system. It's not going to do one thing. And it just, the minute we are lost the minute any of us is celebrating mm-hmm. this as a tactic,
I
right?
Agree.
Did you see him? He was screaming at reporters as they were taking him in yesterday. He said, this is extremely unjust, an insult to the intelligence of the American people. Oh, God, here we go with the whiny victimhood, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Jody's very.
Well, she doesn't know if you can hear her or not.
I'm putting this in Frank's stack. I know.
I'm just going to start signing to you.
Okay. I can hear you, but not through my headphones. That's a little weird. Okay. we mentioned this yesterday. People online dragging the McDonald's employee turned him in. Well, yeah. Again, talk to Frank about that. But so I saw this as well, that they got Yelped.
They
got Yelp like negative reviews. Yep. They said, there's rats and they're being smeared on Yelp and Google as employees are branded as rats and snitches. I swear to God, I feel like this is a slippery slope that Donald Trump started taking us down. Yep. I don't know how long ago, mm-hmm. right? That once you become a lawless nation, you're just a lawless nation, right? Where people, okay. All right. Like, for instance, Nancy Mace is abominable. Right. Okay. Oh, thank you so much. Okay, so, the man, thank you, this just in. Cub reporter. The man was arrested after an alleged assault of Representative Nancy Mace at the Capitol. She had a brace on her wrist. Mm-hmm. Again, you just,
don't do
I
that.
Think she's abominable,
she
and her
is,
trans
don't do that.
Bashing is abominable, but,
don't do that.
This can't be where we're going.
Don't do that.
By the way, I was correct about that video.
Yep.
She was decanting wine into another woman's mouth, and then that woman decanted it into a guy's mouth. But trans people are icky, morally, according to... That was just sanitarily gross.
Yeah, it was.
And let me just say, I speak as a woman that has decanted wine into a... more than one super hot woman's mouth, but but then it ends there.
Oh my God.
It's part of fair play, kissing, and not nothing else. Put it in another guy's mouth.
You swap gum well?
No. It's very sexy done in the right circumstance.
Is it?
Don't you raise an eyebrow at me, Missy, you sexy, snarly little ball of rage.
But you have to get every drop, otherwise it drips all over
their
mouth.
You make sure that doesn't happen. I'm just saying, I'm not a, hypocritical, homophobic, transphobic, right-wing hypocrite. I'm just telling you,
right-wingers
as part of my love language. And let me just say, how super hot the ladies were that I was decanting wine.
Spitting wine into someone else's mouth isn't...
spitting it, you're transferring it during a kiss.
Yeah, but it's not...
Nancy Mace made it look gross.
It doesn't go down...
spits it into a girl's mouth, and then that girl spits it into a guy's mouth. Pardon? See, boys are what makes it dirty and gross. She just kept it with the other woman.
You're talking like Democrats are only supposed to be able to do that.
I judged right up to the point where the other woman spit it into another guy's mouth. That's unsanitary. If it's coming directly from your mouth into your lover's mouth, it's a sexy decanting.
I'm not sure
how we got off track here, but listen.
I equate that with sharing already chewed gum.
All right. I didn't say I just... I never shared already chewed gum.
As far as you know.
My ex and I did pee on each other once in the shower, but you're already in the shower, and so you're saving water if you're an environmentalist. And it was like a joke, like marking your territory. I've said too much. I think I'm going to go upstairs. Listen, you have plenty of guests. Good luck, everybody. 19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show. Just shush. Judgy McJudgerson from Judgetown. Judge yeah. Dredd. This portion of the show is brought to you by...
I dread what I'm judging.
You think all girl things are icky, so what do you know? Okay, now it's 19 minutes after the hour. This portion brought to you by Simply Safe. God. God, Chris doesn't have access to my cameras, my security cameras. Whew. Okay, listen, if you're concerned about your home and family, and who isn't these days? No. It's getting scary out there. Uh-huh. Right now, Simply Safe is extending their massive Black Friday sale. You can get 50% off a new Simply Safe security system, and I'm telling you, they're already way more affordable than most of these companies. SimplySafe.com/Stephanie, you get 50% off. It's your last chance to protect your home. It's Simply Safe's lowest price of the year. You know my favorite thing, I told you. I mean, you got your door and window sensors, but they've now added active outdoor guard protection, which is changing the game. It prevents crime before it even happens. If someone's lurking or acting suspiciously, agents can see them in real time, talk to them directly, set off your spotlights, even call the police before they've had a chance to break in. Ooh, preemptive. Simply Safe. Black Friday sale is extended. Get it. 50% off any new system with a select professional monitoring plan. Head on over to SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
That girl you know.
Stephanie Miller.
She's one.
A witch?
Yes.
Chef, you've just never learned to spell.
Are you ready to move easily and independently without pain or stiffness holding you back? Do you want to look in the mirror and see a plump, hydrated glow instead of more fine lines and wrinkles? Discover Native Path Collagen, made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the two most important types that make up 90% of the collagen in your body, found in your cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, and gut. Types 1 and 3 provide maximum benefits without the need for unnecessary fillers. Native Path Collagen is a single-ingredient formula with no fillers, additives, artificial sweeteners. Plus, it's third-party tested for heavy metals, ensuring purity and safety. Completely flavorless, Native Path Collagen can be added to anything. Coffee, smoothies, oatmeal, you name it. Its peptide formula makes it more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed more easily and mixes perfectly without clumping. And now you can get 3 or 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other brands. Visit GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. Start your transformation today. That's GetNativePath.com/Stephanie.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Attention. If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 608-384-0897. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 608-384-0897. That's 608-384-0897.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Stephanie Miller.
The Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. Can I just say, I always thought Nancy Mace is probably a bit of a, you know, super freak. You get my drift. Okay. Remember when she showed up at the prayer breakfast? She's like, sorry I was late, but I was my boyfriend. At the prayer breakfast.
I know.
Okay. She still have, wasn't that her fiance? I think he might be
gone.
Skedaddle. Not sure.
Probably.
Okay. We have Frank Fuglisi coming up in just a couple of minutes.
Yep. He's in the green room.
He's already waiting.
Oh, fancy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a green room.
Mm-hmm. We did a little switch-a-doodle. Bob Seska will join us top of the hour.
Yep.
Then we have Malcolm Nance for the second time this week.
Whoa.
Why? Because Putin. Okay.
Yes. There's been some
and
things
also,
going on in
no
Syria.
Kidding.
Assad.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Did you see all of his cars?
Who?
Assad's cars?
I know. And
my
Lonnie
God.
Would love that collection.
Yeah.
Let's focus on the fact that he's a monster.
He is a monster.
With a really good eye for cars.
Right. He stole all that money from his people in order to buy those cars.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Yes, he is
Malcolm,
a monster.
Malcolm tweeted about, it's just,
he's awful.
What they found at the
Oh, gosh, yeah. Oh, all of that was like, just disturbing.
All those bloody nooses that they were showing yesterday?
Oh, yeah,
just
yeah.
Disturbing. Disturbing.
Or, as we like to call him, Tulsi Gabbard's best friend.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I remember that. Oh, this was Tulsi 2017.
Yes.
If you recall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Assad is not the enemy of the United States because the United Syria does not pose a direct threat to the United States. My point is that whether it is Syria or any of these other countries, we need to look at how their interests are counter to or aligned with ours.
Mm. My favorite tweet yesterday was that Tulsi was disappointed the spirit of Aloha did not save Assad. Mm. Syrian people still said mahalo. Bye bye.
And now he is
in Russia with his friend Putin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I picture Tulsi? You know what Tulsi got jealous? She saw that Nancy Mace video and she goes, "I want to go to Camp Wine with Assad and Putin. I want to spit wine into his mouth and then have him."
You are obsessed with this, aren't you?
Yeah, you need to get off that train.
Yeah.
I
would do it to Karen if she let me.
Oh, my
Hi, Karen.
God.
Stop hitting on her.
Oh. I've been doing it for years.
I know.
Hi.
Oh, my. Oh, well, listen, we would sell some tickets, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello. Hello, pay-per-view Washington show. Just January 18th. Oh. Ow. Also, it should be noted that Karen has a spectacular rack. Okay, go ahead. Sorry, sidebar.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I have to say, hey, listen, they're real and they're spectacular. Okay. So having said that, though, Joni Ernst, okay, it is really going to be interesting to see exactly who's going to stand up now. I don't have a lot of hope.
Yeah.
Because, look, every single one of these Republicans swore an oath to the Constitution to defend and protect it from enemies, foreign and domestic. Mm-hmm. They have, the moment that Donald Trump had Russians in the Oval Office the last time, anything that they did to just go along with, they were in violation of the oaths. So I don't have a lot of faith in it. But we will see, right?
Right.
You know, it finally, without the guardrails, they will finally step up and do something.
Yeah.
But
counting on courage of any member of the Republican Party is kind of a long shot. Frank Figluzzi, my G-man, next.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Be ready to bundle up because the cold is coming. Tonight we'll have our lowest temperatures of the season so far. The National Weather Service says our low tonight is -1 degree. With the wind chill, it could feel like it's 10 to 20 degrees below zero. It's going to stay cold too. Our high tomorrow is only about 12 degrees. So make sure you stay safe in these cold temperatures. The Donald Trump allies involved in a scheme to overturn the 2020 election results in Wisconsin could face decades behind bars. The scheme involved Trump campaign staff and allies. Jim Troupas, a lawyer representing the Trump campaign in Wisconsin, Trump campaign advisor Kenneth Cheesebrough, and former White House aide Michael Roman. The State Department of Justice says they had 10 Republican electors sign fake documents saying Trump won Wisconsin when Biden had 20,000 more votes. Prosecutors say they planned to give this fake paperwork to Congress so Trump would get Wisconsin's 10 electoral votes. In July, the three were charged with one count each of felony forgery. Well, now the prosecutors have tacked on more charges, an additional count for each of the signatures on the fake document. That means Troupas, Cheesebrough, and Roman each now face 11 felony counts of forgery. Each of those counts could carry up to 6 years in prison and parole and up to $10,000 in fines. Tomorrow is their first day in court. And locally, Middleton Market Hall finally has its first business opening. The big space is part of the Aviary apartment development near the intersection of Century Avenue and Parmenter Street. The development was supposed to open its doors 4 years ago, but of course the pandemic derailed those plans. It was really just sitting empty for a while. Now the Kickback has opened. It's an arcade bar. The Market Hall has 7 suites available, so they expect more businesses to open in the springtime. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be windy with light snow showers and falling temperatures this afternoon. We're going to be in the single digits by late today with a wind chill dropping below zero. Clear, windy, cold tonight, 1 below with a wind chill in the teens below zero. Tomorrow, sunshine, not as windy with a high of 12. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
Christmas when we were growing up was different. It was about being hunkered down in your hometown and hearing the same stories Dad always told about Christmases past. While I like those traditions, I wanted something easier. This year, we're all meeting in Alexandria, Minnesota. The kids, their kids, card games, hot chocolate, all the outdoor fun, and oh, we'll still tell stories, but we'll also be making new stories, too.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Comfort Pro Insulators in Little Suamico takes this moment to remember all of our fallen heroes, the brave men and women of the United States Armed Forces, their sacrifice and enduring commitment. To all those who gave their last full measure of devotion for our liberty, our values, and our democracy, we thank you, we remember you, and we honor you. This message comes to you from Comfort Pro Insulators in Little Suamico. That's Comfort Pro Insulators in Little Suamico. They have been serving the community since 1997, and they're saluting those who make our country stronger.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media Master Discombobulator Dan Schaefer and Northeast Wisconsin actor Kurt Krause drops by the studio to discuss independent film. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
I don't think the incoming president should be threatening his political opponents with jail time. That's not the kind of talk we should hear from the president in a democracy. Nor do I think that a pardon is necessary for the members of the January 6th committee. We're proud of the work we did on that committee. It was a fundamental oversight obligation to investigate the first attempt to interfere with a peaceful transfer of power in our history. Many of you were here in this building during that violent attack, and we're proud of the work we did to expose what went into that once-in-history effort to interfere with the transition of power.
Senator Adam Schiff of the great state of California talking about rule of law. Is that
that's a thing?
Okay. All right. Oh, thank you. Bob Seska is going to join us at the top of the hour, but he did send this in advance.
I'm a Luigi. Number one.
Okay. Okay, so send your complaint letters to him instead of me for saying Luigi Mangione. Ah, okay. Let's talk to our friend.
Good morning, Frank Flaguzzi.
Frank Flaguzzi.
Frank Flaguzzi.
Frank Flaguzzi.
Former G-Man.
The FBI.
Frank Flaguzzi joins us now.
In color.
Frank Flaguzzi, the former FBI Assistant Director for Counterintelligence.
My. I feel like I need my favorite G-Man. She's got
you all. Author of the bestseller, FBI Way, Inside the Bureau's Code of Excellence.
We're the FBI and you fought against crime.
Okay.
Think of every FBI agent as handsome and fantastic as Frank Flaguzzi.
Oh, I'm glad I got that in. Hi, good morning, Frank.
Good morning.
Thanks for making time for us. Whenever something bad happens, every producer in the country is like, get me Frank Flaguzzi. So, yeah, you did ask the key question is why is somebody named Luigi Mangione eating at a McDonald's?
I think we need to get to the bottom of it. Yeah, it's, yeah. You know, people calling him a hero. Listen, yeah. The guy... In eating at McDonald's, please.
I mean, Frank, we've been saying it. No one should be celebrating this. I mean, obviously, dark humor is how a lot of us cope with things. But this must, as a former FBI guy, this must really concern you. First of all, because I was saying, like, how did it take this long with all these pictures of him out there to yep. for them to, and largely because I guess the public wasn't, obviously some of them, a big percentage, I guess, is celebrating him. But what my question, Frank, would be, where were his friends and family and everybody that obviously knew who he was?
Yeah, I share the same question. And I've got a column coming out today asking that question, among other things. Yeah, your loved one, your friend, your work colleague, your roommate is plastered all over national, international media. And NYPD tells us this guy's name was never on their radar screen. So,
yeah.
Mom and dad, cousins, what's going on with that? I don't know. And that really is a question we should figure out. The family has issued a brief statement saying all we know is coming from the media. So at that time, it appeared law enforcement had not made the connection, had not paid a visit, but yeah. Rest assured, there will be detectives talking to them extensively.
And Frank, as we've been saying over and over, we all share a bipartisan, in some cases, fury about our health care system. But boy, talk about a slippery slope. The minute we say it's okay to murder someone in cold blood because my issue is fill in the blank. I was drawing a straight line to Trump's interview two days ago on Meet the Press, mm-hmm. where he's like, oh, they had no choice. I'm going to pardon all the January 6th. First he incites this violence, and then he said they had no choice, right? Because Trump told them you have to fight or you're not going to have a country, and he's like, oh, they had no choice. They had no choice but to assault.
Well, so isn't that eerily similar to the language we're seeing from Mangione, which is it had to be done. Yeah. It had to be done. No, murder does not have to be done. I get it. We all have our horror stories. I had someone in my family 2 years ago who was almost dead waiting for an insurance claim to come back, approving a very rare drug for a very rare condition. It was 2 weeks of ICU and praying, that insurance would buy this rare drug. I get it, but murder is not the solution. I will tell you this, it's an eye-opener for my colleagues, former FBI colleagues in corporate security around the country, particularly in the insurance industry, who are changing things. They're going, for example, virtual investor meetings and share owners meetings. Their CEO is suddenly saying, I might need some security now. And it is bringing to light the fact that United Healthcare seems to have been amongst the worst in terms of the percentage of claims denied. I get it, but we should not be celebrating. You know who we should be celebrating? and giving the reward to the McDonald's customer and the employee who called
911. I was just reading this. I'm sure you've heard this, that, you know, this, that McDonald's is getting bad Yelp and, you know, reviews, being, you know, because they say they have rats and snitches. I mean, as an FBI guy, that's got to really concern you. That
detectives were concerned that they were going to be conducting a manhunt of a hero, and that means minimal public cooperation. That's a bad thing.
Yeah, Frank, you've sort of mentioned, you know, that he was not on anybody's radar. I mean, he does seem sort of atypical in a sense, and in some senses not. So he seemingly supported Robert F. Kennedy Jr., appeared to harbor frustrations with the medical field. He reposted Edward Snowden's suggestion that Democrats should nominate Bobby Kennedy. He's been described as both an anti-capitalist and a member of the online right. His deleted posts support the idea that his worldview was influenced by reactionary right-wing thinkers, is the reporting. He reposted another user's skepticism of doctors. Again, a lot of this is this Joe Rogan bros, you know, douche bro spear that we've talked about, right? That you know, is anti-vaccine, anti, you know, the entire medical industry. He actually wrote, "My experience with the medical profession, and yours probably is similar, is the doctors are basically worthless unless you carefully manage them, and two-thirds of them are worthless even in that case." He also castigated both parties in a reply to Nate Silver. That made my spleen explode.
Yeah.
Both parties, Trump with his refusal to accept the results of election and Biden with his refusal to accept his age and step down. Oh, God. Yeah, because those are both the same thing. He reposted a suggestion by an author critical of wokeness. I mean, it's called profiling, right? FBI profiling in terms of trying to, you know, find someone like this, right?
Yeah, it makes it harder. When the killer you're searching for is a cause killer or a killer with a mission, as opposed to a personal beef. And we don't yet know what the direct line is, if any, to UnitedHealthcare, except his research may have determined they're bad. And that's it. So, when you know, it's easy to comb through files at the corporate security headquarters and find a guy who keeps writing and threatening the CEO, right? That's easy. If you're not in that file, there's a problem. And he also has this grandiose idea that he singly can institute change in society. He's very bright, very troubled. I've gone through all of his social media, I've gone through his Goodreads postings, which include a fairly glowing review of the Unabomber Manifesto, where he agrees that there are scenarios, particularly around corporate greed, where it's ethical to murder somebody. Yeah. So Disturbed, I've seen on his X account, references to mental health treatments. Also, a guy who really cares about fitness and diet. And when he got his back injury, apparently, this turned his life around. Like, hey, I can't work out, I'm in pain. This, I think, is his turning point.
Yeah. His lawyer, Thomas Dickey, fill in your own jokes. He quoted the classic movie Airplane 2 upon being asked what his first impressions were of his client. He said, "I'm like the Airplane movie said, hey, give us your impression. I don't do impressions." You know, Frank, again, if anyone understands dark humor in this time, I do. But it is kind of a terrifying time, isn't it, with the approach of the incoming Trump administration and the rule of law, isn't it?
My concern is I've seen this happening now for the past year across my social media following, who are good people, right? Bright people. And yet I see the dark side coming out, and I have to question, has Trump given birth to general incivility and unkindness?
How many times has he incited violence, Frank? I mean, is anyone counting? How many times Donald Trump?
But, you know, it's always been, my analysis has always been having to talk about the violence he's incited amongst the MAGA movement.
Right.
Now we have to wonder if we've fallen into that same trap.
Yeah. It's spreading amongst everybody, not just MAGA.
Quote unquote assassination attempts, Frank, against Trump were both, you know, right wing white guys. I mean,
it appears that that's true. Yeah, everybody's getting blamed for that. But watch this carefully. I think sociologists have to watch this carefully. I think as we grow angrier and more disturbed with Trump and his new administration and what we're going to see play out, I think I and pray that that anger doesn't turn into the same ugliness that Trump has birthed.
Well, so this, I saved this other story for you. The Republicans slammed Trump DOJ for spying on Congress. I mean, they're getting a preview of what Trump's DOJ slash FBI might be like. I mean, under get your thoughts on Kash Patel, FBI director separately, but Mike Turner slammed the DOJ for spying on congressmen, including Kash Patel, during the Trump administration. Right.
This is my greatest concern.
They secretly obtained phone records from two members of Congress and 43 staffers, including Kash Patel and our friends Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell. And so this was under the first Trump administration with some guardrails, supposedly. Right. Who said this? This was Donald Trump's Department of Justice. Kash Patel, for his part, has said he would go after members of the media, either criminally or civilly. Should this be a warning to Kash Patel about how the DOJ and FBI wield their power moving forward? So Republican, what's his name, Turner, said, well, absolutely. Kash Patel, you know, I have great regard for, certainly understands aspects of the deep state. I'm sorry, Frank, is he blaming the deep state under Donald Trump's Department of Justice for spying?
Yeah, people need to understand this because on the Internet, the far right is posting the same article you just read from. And they're saying Biden did this. No. This was the DOJ watchdog, the IG, saying, We caught Trump not following any of the rules when you're supposed to, he opened, I want you to understand something. In order to get these records on members of Congress and their staff and Kash Patel, they had to open a criminal investigation with those people's names in the title.
Yeah.
And there are all kinds of rules if you're going to open criminal cases on Congress, and they followed none of those rules. And this is the tip of the iceberg. This will be happening. Me.
Yeah.
Yes. That was well earned, but we still can't do that. God knows who Kash Patel's head of the FCC is going to be.
Come
in here. So Frank, I mean, the other extraordinary thing, of course, is Kash Patel wrote it all down. He wrote all the enemies list down, and as you know, these are not anybody that's committed any crimes. Can you explain to us in our brave new world how this is going to happen? If there's no crimes and no evidence, they're just going to be persecuted anyway, aren't they?
Pam Bondi and Kash Patel, AG and alleged FBI director, are promising us, don't listen to me, listen to their own words. Yeah. They're going to pursue prosecutors and media and investigators. There's no sign yet of this so-called deep state criminality. None. The DOJ IG under Barr has looked at it. John Durham, special counsel under Barr, has looked at it. They struck out. So what they're going to have to do, Stephanie, is fabricate case openings. Which, again, they've been caught, Trump was caught doing, as you just read, and they're going to make people's lives miserable. People are going, my friends of mine are on that list. They're going to have to get lawyers. Their families are going to get threatened by knuckleheads, and it's dangerous. And we're going to, while they're all doing that, what is the FBI not going to be doing in your community to make your community safer?
Yeah. I saved one last story for you, but, also based on, what did Trump call the day of something? He's going to let police just go crazy and get rid of crime in one day, have one rough day of justice,
something like that. Yeah.
I mean, so the police department in Worcester, Mass, allowed officers to engage in sexual misconduct with women believed to be in the commercial sex trade. They also found the police officers rapidly escalated minor incidents by using more force than is necessary. I mean, the mind reels and the spine shivers over what police are going to be able to get away with in Donald Trump's, by his own telling, right?
So let's combine that concern that they're going to feel empowered and emboldened to use excessive force with the likelihood that a Kash Patel FBI and a DOJ is going to diminish the civil rights resources that would investigate excessive use of force by the police, right? There are entire sections and divisions at DOJ and FBI that do that. And you think they're going to be opening cases on cops who beat people up? I think not.
Yeah. I mean, we're going into a dark time, aren't we, Frank? I was so struck by Stuart Rhodes, the Oath Keepers, one of the ringleaders of January 6th, who's in prison, his wife, who testified against him saying, I'm scared. If Trump pardons him and lets him out, our whole family would be scared. I believed in the rule of law.
I mean,
I interviewed her a while back on my podcast, and she claims that she was physically, and the kids, and mentally abused. She claims gun to the head, threatening to kill the dog, a dangerous man who is to some a hero, unfortunately.
But I mean, what happens when he pardons all these crooks and lets them out of prison? You know, somebody says...
Well, they can become FBI agents. They apparently are very trained in...
Oh, God.
Get them.
Someone said it's opening the containment unit on Ghostbusters.
Yeah, or Arkham Asylum in Batman.
Yeah, it's only a matter of time. Upon violent people being released, that they're gonna commit violence again.
Yeah.
Guaranteed.
Yeah. Well, best of luck to you, Frank. Thanks for coming in. Little Mary Sunshine.
Happy day. Yeah.
We know you're much in demand. Thanks so much, Frank.
Thank you so
support
much.
His podcast, his book, everything he does.
That's
we
right.
love you, Frank.
Thank you.
Take care.
Very nice. 49 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile.
Credo.
Yeah, that was depressing, huh? Here's a little pick-me-up. Get Credo Mobile, America's only progressive phone company. That's one way you can make a difference. They have given over $95 million to progressive nonprofits.
Yes.
They're going to need our help more than ever. March for Our Lives, if, you know, random gun violence still concerns you.
Ghost guns.
Yes. Yeah. Reproductive freedom for all, a transgender law center, on and on. Get all you want from a phone company, the largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones. You bring your current phone, bring your current number. Bam, it is so easy. Go to CredoMobile.com. For Stephanie Miller listeners, your winning is not done. You get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEF25 at CredoMobile.com.
Stephanie Miller.
What are you thinking in that sick mind of yours?
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
If you've turned 65 recently like me, it's important you find a Medicare Advantage plan that gives you the coverage you're looking for. But finding one can be difficult. The best thing I did, and I suggest you do the same, is call a licensed insurance agent and let them walk you through your Medicare Advantage plan options. There are so many benefits you have access to, so make the call now and let the representatives explain everything to you. Our licensed insurance agents can offer you a variety of Medicare Advantage plans. Plus, the call is free, the information is free, and there's no obligation to enroll. We're here to make it easy for you to select a Medicare Advantage plan that may work for your needs. Finding a Medicare Advantage plan can be easy if you do what I did. Make a quick call right now to learn more. Thank you.
800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. That's 800-253-8126.
This is Chad Spade. Sometimes I'm overwhelmed by the hatred and misinformation that consumes our world, but I also know that we cannot build a house of justice and inclusion on a foundation of hatred and lies. We have to practice what we preach. At Chad's Design Build, we confront injustice the same way we confront a poorly built home, with love, compassion, intelligence, and persistence. We engage our community the way we engage our clients, with honesty and humility and the dogged determination that we can do better. Chad's Design Build, remodeling done well with love.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. If you follow the American Democracy Minute, you know that until last year, Wisconsin held the infamous title as one of the most gerrymandered states in the U.S. That changed November 5th. former Governor Scott Walker accelerated gerrymandering of the Wisconsin Assembly, Senate, and congressional maps during his 2011 to 2019 tenure, engineering a 64-35 majority in the Wisconsin Assembly and a 22-11 majority in the Senate, despite an evenly divided liberal and conservative electorate. In 2023, the GOP was short of a supermajority by only two assembly seats. Vetoes by current Governor Tony Evers tried to keep even worse maps at bay, but a conservative Wisconsin Supreme Court ultimately allowed them. But a Supreme Court election in 2023 shifted the ideology of the court, and the court's reconsideration of the Assembly and Senate maps led to new, fairer maps for the 2024 general election. While Republicans maintain control of both houses, fair maps reduce the artificial Republican advantage in the Assembly, 54-45, and the Senate, 18-15. Veto overrides of the governor are far less likely, forcing the legislature to compromise on more legislation. The congressional district map, which did not change, but is also widely recognized as gerrymandered, gave a 6-2 advantage to Republicans. We have links to local reporting at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Stephanie Miller. I'm going on a manhunt, turning around. Women have been hunting, now we're hunting around. Manhunt, we all got the need. What is this waiting?
Sorry, I'm not done with my chewable vitamin C.
We're in the middle of our manhunt.
Yes, I'm only one man in. Mm-hmm. I got Bob Seska coming up, Malcolm Nance, Carlos Azraqui.
Yep.
Pardon me.
Are you okay?
Yeah, no. Not really. Okay. Morgan tweets,
Swallow.
If you...
Hmm?
Yeah.
Swallow.
That's your specialty. Morgan tweets, if you can't understand the ramifications of a convicted felon and rapist becoming one of the most powerful people in the world, then honestly, you are beyond help. Mm-hmm. Well, obviously, 75 million people did not get the ramifications of that, and oh my God. Can I just say for all of us?
Oh my God. God.
Hasn't even started yet. Okay. By the way, Rasha, I'm with you. She said, hearing that people are now suddenly really upbeat about our current economy, and I'm absolutely seething.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, our friend Dean Obadala. Trump left office in January 2021 with a 34% approval rating, and he averaged a record low 41% approval rating. Did you ever hear that in corporate media coverage of the 2024 campaign? Did they cover how awful he did in his first term? Did not. This is more of how corporate media helped elect Trump. It's absolutely true. Oh, his... Who said, Chris?
Uh-oh.
Biden oversaw the best recovery in the G7 by far and away. Unemployment in this country is lower. He extended the number of people who got access to affordable health care. Medicaid expansion. We're producing more oil than in any other time. Who said that?
Huckleberry Hound.
No, our new best friend from the DNC, Jessica Tarloff, on Fox News.
She really is not your new best friend.
No. She came over and said
She came over and said hi, which is I have a very low bar.
For best friend?
For best friend. Yes, that's it. That's all I need.
A little clingy.
Yeah, Babe Buchanan once said hi to you.
Ah, that's true.
She's your other best friend.
Mm-hmm.
No Spiders tweets, don't we have a whore in Milwaukee? A phrase you'll not hear anywhere except the Stephanie Miller
right.
show. That's
yeah,
true.
That's true.
That's true. We have a vast array of whores. Why every...
There's some whores in this house.
Yeah, there's
there
some whores,
some
in, this
whores
house.
In this house.
Uh-huh. It's a lot of them. Why does every immature story... Somebody tweets that they assume that this was me. Volatile Mermaid tweeted, sorry I put aviator sunglasses on the baby Jesus in your nativity scene and started singing Highway to the Manger Zone. That wasn't
I like
me.
That.
That wasn't me, but it's funny.
It's very funny.
Now I wish I'd thought of that.
I think you should do that.
I think that's fun.
She doesn't have Jesus.
When I lived in
Chicago,
we came upon a manger scene on Michigan Avenue, and we put gloves on the baby Jesus because he looked cold.
That was
sweet.
Very immature. Okay, Bob Seska, next.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as Up North News radio host Pat Quitlow and Trigby Olson, Packer owner and senior advisor at Lincoln Project, is here to discuss. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on WMDX, sponsored by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Side or online at verlo.com.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks, too. A hidden gem on Madison's East Side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The suspected killer of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson remains in a Pennsylvania jail fighting extradition to New York. Luigi Mangione's writings show anger with health insurance companies and a disdain for corporate greed and power. He is being held without bail. The Labor Department is out with its November report on consumer prices. Yes, we are still paying more than we were a year ago for nearly everything, says ABC's Jim Ryan.
The Consumer Price Index takes into account all items across all categories. In November, the CPI rose 0.3% from its October level and 2.7% over the past 12 months. That's in line with analysts' expectations. Nearly 40% of last month's rise came in the housing category.
It's the latest in the grocery store saga. Albertsons is giving up on its merger with Kroger's a day after two separate courts rejected the deal. Albertsons is also suing Kroger, saying it didn't do enough to secure regulatory approval for the deal. This is ABC News.